Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You can call in and bring up whatever you want. We're kicking off hour number three, the Monday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Once again, that number, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We'll give you a voting update here in a little bit. Still to come here tonight, we can talk chalkers. We can talk about another kid that's been arrested for threatening people on MySpace. And also, we can talk to you, like Rudy in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live, listening on KGEZ. Rudy, you're on with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Rudy, what's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I apologize for sounding like I was mentally challenged when you were screening the call. I was dodging a deer.
Screen your call, Rudy, so
Somebody did. Anyways, when I got out of the service, I was in Maryland for a couple of years. And when I went to the VA hospital in D.C., first experience was the doctor asked me if I was on any illegal drugs. I said no, and he laughed at me like I was. I was a military police officer for 12 years, and I was not on drugs, illegal drugs, in any way, shape, or form. So that was one bad experience.
What is the suggestion there? Is the suggestion that he thinks every single veteran is a drug user?
Well, it depends on where you're at, but let me continue on. But, yeah, it upset me. But anyways...
Maybe he was dodging a deer when he first talked to the doctor, and so.
Right. But anyways, about 6 months later, I was going in to get a checkup and to get some medication for my hypertension.
Yeah.
And the doctor checked me out, says I'll live for another year or two, and then they prescribed my medication. I took the medication home and I took it for about 24 hours. I was getting dizzy and everything else. I said, you know what? Let me go to a pharmacist. I said, ma'am, is this the stuff I'm supposed to have for my hypertension? She goes, no. I said, well, what is it? She says, it's for it was for having seizures.
Whoa.
I said, you're kidding. She goes, no. I said, well, I got this from VA. She says, look, hang on. She gave me 5-day supply of medication that I need to have for free. I mean, she just gave it to me. She said, you need to go down and see VA. Went to VA and went into the pharmacist in VA. I said, dude, this is not the right stuff. He looked at it and he got a hold of a guy who, you know, the pharmacist assistant, whoever he is,
yeah,
and chewed him out and asked me if I wanted to see a doctor. I said, why? I mean, you know, I just see high blood pressure medication. But anyways, those are the two exact experiences. But that was in D.C. Be advised, I'm originally from Hawaii, and I went to Hawaii. Hawaii VA was fantastic. And
okay.
So was Montana. I mean, it depends on where you go.
Sure.
There were some nightmare experiences, and I experienced a couple, but as a general, me personally, and a couple of vets I've talked to here in Montana, they've had good experience. But the paperwork is intense.
Really?
Yeah.
Like,
do you
need to fill out just a load of paperwork just to see a doctor? What's it like?
No, that's not true. What happens is when you initially go to a new state, you go ahead and fill out the paperwork, a financial statement, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
If you're married, you're paying child support, all this other good stuff. You have the DD Form 214, which is discharge. It has to be honorable discharge or you won't get anything.
Even as you go from state to state, the VA is so incompetent that they can't even share the information from state to state. You have to fill out the same information each time you move?
Yes. Yes. In fact, they went to get my records from D.C. and it just never happened. So they started a whole new set of records. But I must admit, in Hawaii, they did a complete physical on me, blood test, put the EKG machine, and all at no cost to me. So, I mean, there's good and bad. Depends on which VA you go to, and it depends on what state.
Got it. So,
all right?
That makes sense. We appreciate
it. Still sounds substandard to going to a regular hospital to me.
Yeah, I tell you what, in D.C., it was pathetic. It was pathetic.
Really?
That D.C. was a nightmare for me, but all the other VAs I've been to in Hawaii and Montana, they're very, very friendly.
I guess it depends on who's working. And like I said, there's got to be good people in there. It's just that when there's a bad one, a lot of people get hurt, and that's not good.
They could have given me some other drug. Could have killed me. I could have had a stroke. I mean, I just kind of made sure that I always double-check my medication.
Good idea, man. That's a shocker. I didn't realize that they dispensed their own medication there.
Yes, they do.
They'd write a prescription like anyone else.
Well, it did in D.C. Remember, D.C. is a huge VA hospital.
I bet.
Now, in Hawaii, it was different. I was in the Big Island. They had like a little dispensary. You went there, and the doctor would prescribe a medication to you. Then you went to a civilian. You went to a civilian pharmacist, and they issued the medication there. Of course, VA paid for it.
I see.
And so it's been changing as the years have been going down the road.
Wow.
But so that's how it works. I mean, it depends on how big the hospital is.
We really appreciate the information. Did you guys have any other questions for Rudy while we have him on?
I think I'm good.
Thanks for being here, man. We hope to hear from you again sometime. Thank you, dude. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. So you get the difference here, I think, is probably between D.C.'s VA, which is, as he put it, huge, versus Hawaii, which is so small they have to sub out the prescription program. So, I mean, on the size of bureaucracy, say, you know, for the size of the bureaucracy, it's probably a big difference in service level.
Fortunately, he was smart enough to go check with the pharmacist the wrong medication that they gave him.
That was just shocking.
Seizure medication for his high blood pressure.
You know, I'm sorry, this is entirely off topic of VA, but we're talking about bureaucracies and things like that. And it just reminded me, I wanted to talk about this when we came back from break.
Yeah.
When we were on the break, I was listening to the news, and one of the things, the first time in my life I've ever heard this, they played an ad for the U.S. Postal Service.
Now, not all of you heard it. I mean, if you're listening on a radio station, you might not have heard the same news.
Right, but the news that the network that syndicates our show carries, during that break, they played a 60-second spot for the U.S. Postal Service.
What were
they
advertising?
That the U.S. Postal Service is the way to go to get your packages from point A to point B.
Are you serious?
Yeah, first of all, I'm sad because the guy who did the voiceover for that ad is Harry Shearer, is one of my favorite voice actors.
Right.
He does lots of voices for The Simpsons, and, you know, he's in a lot of movies that I like. But, so that made me sad, just first and foremost, to hear he was shilling for the Postal Service. But I'm listening to it, and he's like, well, don't forget, our package pickup is free. You know, we'll pick up your package
everywhere else.
Well, you know, he was talking about
maybe from your house, they'll pick it.
Right, they'll come and pick up a package, you know, because they come by every day. So all you've got to do is put the postage on there, and there's no extra charge for pickup. And that was one of the selling points of the U.S. Postal Service.
He comes by your house every day.
He was talking about
yeah, but you have to put the package by your mailbox?
He was saying that the Postal Service is better than using, like, a package teleporter, if there was such a thing, because you'd have to spend all that money on a teleporter. And
what?
Yeah, that was one of the, he's like, you know, once transporters get invented, you'll still have all that outlay for one of those. So take that,
that's
technology.
Retarded.
That was a line in the ad. So take that technology.
post office. Service provider for Luddites.
It was just awful. I mean, first of all, it wasn't a compelling ad. Even if it was a private service, even if it was UPS or FedEx or something like that, it wasn't even a compelling ad to begin with.
Well, UPS and FedEx actually have to put some work into their advertising.
I don't even, where did the money, like, I know that they've got, you know, a budget for the Postal Service.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know the Postal Service had an ad budget.
I guess they do now.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. National radio advertising for the Postal Service.
I think I've seen a TV spot for them before, but I'm not positive.
I wonder if that's paid for with taxpayer money or stamp money.
What do you think?
Well, you never know. With the post office, it's hard to say.
It's probably a fraction of each.
Yeah. Because they show the post office's money, and they generally make money every year, but they don't pay rent.
Right.
They don't. They have these big, giant buildings on these pieces of land that are huge.
That we paid for.
On which they pay no rent. So they compete against companies that do pay rent.
That's right.
But Ian, the post office is private property. They don't receive any money from the government. Isn't that what you were told by the postmaster on tax day last year?
Yeah, I was out doing a tax day protest. And the postmaster general just made all kinds of outlandish claims. Anyway, he threatened to have me arrested, so I left the property.
Oh, man. So, and apparently there was, I don't know if it's worth playing or not, I was told it was worth playing, but there was some audio on the U.S. Postal Service website, like in their press section.
Okay.
It was like this little propaganda clip about, oh, the Postal Service trusted for 150 years or whatever it was.
I'll see if I can review it during the break.
Okay, see if it's worth playing.
Up. And then I will gripe about the Postal Service's new tracking feature. They're trying to compete. They're really trying to compete with FedEx and UPS. So they've implemented a so-called tracking number. We'll explain what it is coming up. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
We invite you to join us online, freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff there. It's all totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. And also, visit the Free State Project. Why? Because, well, we're hoping that you want to get some liberty back in your lifetime, and really we think the Free State Project is the best chance at that happening. You can dial them up toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. By the way, all of us are members of the Free State Project.
Yes, we are.
It's not just like they're the sponsor of the show. We're seriously going to the Free State.
We're like Cy Sperling.
Who's that?
He was the not only the hair club president, he's also a client.
The founder.
Only the president, also the founder. Not only do I run this company, it's mine. What?
I was just so thrown off. I all this. You were playing a clip during the break, and we're not going to play it on the air because it's just too boring.
It is boring.
You had a clip from the U.S. Postal Service talking about how wonderful they are.
Yeah, it was. It said that the U.S. Postal Service was ranked number one.
That's
in
not monotone
most
enough.
Trust. I'm sorry. I can't do. Well, the guy who was speaking was a news guy. So
okay.
The monotone, the real monotone guy was the guy who was spouting the facts and figures. I'm not even going to try and do that. But you know, the U.S. Postal Service was number one in satisfaction, the most trusted organization amongst, you know, U.S. citizens with an 82%, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Turns out they were the most trusted government organization that collects personal information.
Right.
So
federal government organization.
Right. They weren't the most trusted organization. It's of the federal government organizations that collect your personal information, they're the least awful. In most people's opinions.
Right. According to a study conducted by whoever.
According to a study conducted by the U.S. Postal Service.
No, I thought it was somebody else.
Well, I don't know, because at the end of this news clip, the guy goes, preceding audio provided by the U.S. Postal Service. So the guy who stated all the facts and figures in the study and what the study was based on and who founded the study, his audio was provided by the U.S. Postal Service. So I think it's all just whatever. It's a lie.
Yeah. Well, what brought this up was that you heard a 60-second radio spot for the Postal Service.
Right.
And we were wondering...
Take that, technology!
We're asking ourselves, of course, why does the Postal Service need to advertise? Well, maybe they are starting to lose significantly more amounts of business to FedEx and UPS.
I mean, they stink compared to FedEx and UPS.
Yeah, if you want to get a package somewhere and you want to get it there intact and on time, you do not use the Postal Service. In fact, I think I've heard that the Postal Service subcontracts out to FedEx. I mean, if you go into the Postal Service and say, I want something shipped overnight, they call up FedEx and put it on a FedEx truck.
Hmm.
So, I mean, even they know they're incompetent. And now here they are.
Well, one good thing about them is they're subsidized, and so their rates are cheaper.
Kind of.
And of how?
Yeah, they're
their rates are cheaper. The rates are cheaper up front a little bit, but you're still paying for it.
Right.
In addition to
subsidies.
Yeah, they still collect tax money. Oh, you know what? And I was wrong. I do have another example of the U.S. Postal Service having an ad budget.
Okay.
I received a little flyer in the mail the other day that said, "Check out our new flat rate boxes and flat rate envelopes." You know, so they were advertising new packaging.
I'll get right down there.
Yeah. Okay. No problem. I'll just ship rocks.
I try to avoid the postal service, post office at all costs. I'll sell stuff. I sell stuff on eBay from time to time, and I make it clear in my auction that I will not use the postal service. If I need to buy stamps, I'll go to the grocery store or some other location that sells them, because the marketplace has realized that people are really sick and tired of going to the postal service, so they buy a bunch of stamps from the postal service and sell them out at flat rates. The same stamp rates. You can just go to the grocery store around here, get a bunch of stamps from them. You don't have to waste your time sitting in line at the postal service. I went there at 5 o'clock one day. The line was coming out the door. I couldn't imagine who would possibly want to stand in that line to save themselves the dollar and a half that they might.
It's ridiculous. And the county government where I have two homes, and I have them in different counties.
Right.
And one of them I no longer live in. Somebody else does. So if the county needs to communicate with me about something my renter's done, say they left a trailer in the driveway and it's against the zoning rules or whatever, they always use certified mail. And the postman kept on leaving these little pink notes, "Hey, you got a certified mail, trying to catch you, certified mail." And
did it come to your door? Was it in your mailbox?
It was in my mailbox.
Okay.
And I left him a note saying that under no circumstances, I work during the day, I'm not going to be able to stay home and wait for the certified mail, even though I know approximately what time you come, and I won't be going to the post office to pick up any certified mail sent to me by a government agency, because I have a job.
Yeah.
And whoever the Manatee County, Florida is, thinks they are to make me stop working, they got another thing coming, because I'm not going
to. You left that big old message to the post?
Yeah, I wrote him a note, and he's like, "I'm with you, son," or something like that.
Great.
Good on you. You know, just whatever.
Well, all right, so the Postal Service is obviously trying their best. I mean, they can't do very much because they're inefficient government bureaucracy, and they just generally stink at what they do. But they're trying to make it appear as though they're offering similar services to FedEx and UPS. Now, one of the coolest things about those other companies, the ones that you trust, is you get a tracking number. from the beginning of your shipment to the very end. You can go to their website, punch in the tracking number, and it'll tell you exactly where your package is. If I'm shipping something from Florida to California, and it's halfway through its expected time, if I go to the tracking website, it'll say, your package is in Colorado.
Now, the post office has this now, too.
No, they do not.
Well, they have
tracking.
But it just says nothing. It gives no information, whatever.
This is so great.
The Postal Service has received your letter, and it will be delivered.
That's exactly what it is. I thought somebody told me they were shipping me something somewhat important, and they say, oh, don't worry, Postal Service has tracking now. I said, really? You're kidding. They've got tracking? Okay, fine, send it Postal Service, we'll see what happens. So I got the tracking number, went in, punched it in, and it said, and that's essentially what it says. It says, your package is in our system, we'll, if you come back here, we'll tell you if it's been delivered. That's all they tell you. You can go in there and find out if they've delivered the package to you. What?
Worthless.
So therefore, the only way that would ever become useful is if 2 weeks had gone by and you hadn't gotten your package and they claimed that it was being delivered to you, that it had been delivered to you at that
point. Right.
But in which case, you wouldn't be able to do anything about it. You couldn't call them up and say, where is this package? Because there's no location tracking on the package. Like, if they didn't deliver the package and they claimed that it was delivered to you and somebody had stolen it or it had never made it to you in the first place, you couldn't call them and say, well, where is it? Come on.
Well,
where did it scan in at the last point? Because when it hits the UPS facility or FedEx facility, they get a little scanner, and they scan in the UPC code, and then it pops up on, you know, pops up in their system as far as, oh, it's here in Colorado. Oh, it's here in Texas.
Or it's on a truck on its way to you.
Right.
That's my favorite one. On van for delivery.
I love that feeling.
I actually kind of ran into something similar to that Postal Service thing. There is a ground shipping company that's kind of like FedEx and UPS that has an agreement with the Postal Service. So I got something shipped to me through this trackable ground shipping.
Okay.
But once it got to Orlando, they dropped it off at the post office and had the Postal Service carry it the rest of the way.
Oh, no.
Dropped into the abyss.
So once the package did get to me, but once it got to Orlando, I had no means of checking up on its progress whatsoever. Could have been a month, and their responsibility for that package had ended.
Absolutely useless. So, man, would you say that the Postal Service has lower rates? It seems that way up front, but when you factor in the benefits and all the extra things that you get for the extra buck or two that you pay at FedEx or UPS, not even factoring in the subsidies, it's so much better.
And maybe we can starve the post office out of existence.
1-800-259-9231. No, we can't because of their monopoly. We'll tell you about that coming back. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
If you had to flee your home in 3 minutes, what would you bring? Wouldn't it be nice if you had all of your important items in one place and ready to grab just in case you had to leave quickly in an emergency? Guardian Angel Preparedness specializes in survival products and 72-hour survival kits. Our kits contain only the finest quality survival supplies, hand-selected to be of real value in an emergency. We have kits for one, two, four people or more. We also carry emergency lighting, tools, and even survival supplies for your dog, like saddlebags and collapsible food and water bowls. Contact us toll-free at 877-442-7548. That's 877-442-7548. Or visit www.gapkits.com. That's www.gapkits.com. Remember, it wasn't raining when Noah built the ark.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Talk Live, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We need your votes right now. Why, Manwich? Why do we need votes?
Well, we need votes because we need to secure our number one position.
Where?
At Podcast Alley.
In the podcast rankings.
In the podcast rankings? Oh, why do we need it? I see. You're prompting me.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, because...
Sell it! Come on!
If we're number one...
This is Manwich's
people...
first night on the show.
Stop it.
Me? Why don't you stop it?
If people see us at number one, when they go to Podcast Alley to check on the rankings, they'll listen to our show, and the more listeners we have, the more liberty spreads.
Exactly.
Freedom ring, as
being,
it were.
Being number one is only going to spread liberty around the world. So it's easy to help us get to number one by going to vote.freetalklive.com. Now, at the start of the show tonight, we asked you to go to vote.freetalklive.com, and it's only something you can do once a month. So if you do it now, you're good for the entire month. Vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is your email address. We started out at 19th place?
19th today.
Where are we now?
Number one.
Really?
Really.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Unless it's changed in the last minute.
Thank you to everybody that has gone out and done that. But our lead is tenuous at this point, right?
Oh, I mean, extraordinarily tenuous.
Like one or two votes ahead, something like that?
I think we are two votes ahead.
All right, so we still need you to go. If you haven't gone yet, vote.freetalklive.com. And this is an all-month thing. So if you're hearing this 2 months or 2 weeks later and it's still the month of May, you should go to vote.freetalklive.com because we're going to be culling votes for the entire month. And we want to be number one all month long, not just today. So tell your friends, go to vote.freetalklive.com. All right. The Postal Service. You said, Manwich, before we went to break, you said, well, maybe we could starve the Postal Service out of business. Like, take all of our shipping business to FedEx and UPS and DHL and all those other companies. And that's a good idea. And people are doing that naturally anyway because people have figured out that if they want reliability, they go with a private shipper as opposed to the Postal Service. However, the reason why they're not going to be leaving anytime soon is because of their monopoly status. Do you know what they have a monopoly on?
Letters beneath $1.
Yes, all mail under $1, which is first-class mail.
But stamps are currently 39 cents.
That's
39,
true.
Way too much cents to send a letter. And as soon as they start, as soon as it gets to 75 cents, then what you're talking about, some people that are shipping regular letters now via UPS or FedEx or one of those other organizations are doing it out of principle or the necessity to absolutely positively have it there overnight.
Right.
One of those two reasons. But once it gets to 75 cents or so, then the services that those places offer at a buck would be well worth the additional 25
cents. That's a good
point.
Unfortunately, none of those places offer those services at a buck yet.
But I bet they will.
They might. They may very well.
They should start now. Thousands of people would jump ship. Tens of thousands, hundreds, probably.
But the post office is constitutionally mandated. That's the
other thing. Now, is it a post office that's constitutionally mandated or post roads that are constitutionally mandated?
The heck is a post road?
I don't know. I thought there was something in the Constitution about post roads.
Or post holes. I think that's what it was. Holes for fence posts.
They're roads for mail delivery. Anyway.
We don't have those in this country, though.
No, I guess not anymore, but maybe we did.
So I don't think they're constitutionally mandated that we have post roads. Otherwise, people would be going, where are post roads? especially the bureaucrats who would want your tax money to pay for the construction of more post roads.
Well, here's another reason why. I think maybe Manwich, we can eventually starve them out, going on what you said about how as the rates continue to rise, the private market will compete and steal away their business. I think also you have to factor in email. That's another one that's hurting the post office. Because now, you know, people under the age of 75 are starting to use their computers to send messages to their friends and their family members, whereas they might have, in the olden days, used a letter, a handwritten letter. That's not done very much anymore.
Exactly. I get all of my grandmother's religious right propaganda emailed to me now, as opposed to, you know, in the postal mail.
Exactly. So personal letters, that sort of thing, is going to email. It's going away from the post office. Also, I'm just trying to think of the things that are delivered to me via first class mail. I get some checks from our listeners from time to time for AMP, those that won't go through our automated service. They just send me a check every month through their bank. But as time goes on, that's going to be less necessary because all banking is going to go more digital, and so that's going to go away. And as time goes on, the post office will become less and less useful.
Right. Anything that you receive paper bills for, but a lot of places now have electronic billing.
Right. So as time goes on, bye-bye USPS. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the Free State and talk to Dave. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave. Hey,
I've missed you, Dave.
Oh, I was just calling a few days ago.
I wasn't here.
Oh, okay.
You haven't called on a Monday in a while, that's all.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I can hear myself in echoes, so if I sound that discombobulated,
that's strange.
Hard to read the line.
You sound fine to us. And
yeah, try to ignore it.
That's bizarre, because someone claimed, I think Gene said that on Saturday night, so maybe our board ops can look into why that might be happening. But go ahead.
Yeah, Tim.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay. We like Tim. Okay, go, Dave.
I have an update on the House Bill 1582, the Real ID Rejection Act.
Oh, really? Oh, what's happening?
This is voted on at the New Hampshire Senate on Wednesday.
It's to be voted on this coming Wednesday?
Yeah, the final vote, the final hurdle is Wednesday.
Okay, let's just do a recap here. This is the bill that will opt New Hampshire out of the Real ID program, the federal government's national identification card program. This will opt New Hampshire out. The New Hampshire House passed it overwhelmingly. And the New Hampshire Senate, it had it in committee, and they brought it out of committee with a 5-0 ought-to-pass vote. So it looks like at least 5 of the 24 senators there are going to vote for this. And
no, 6.
I'm sorry?
It was actually 0.
6-0. Even better. And then I've also been told that the governor of the state has committed to sign the legislation if it is passed by the Senate. So pretty much, if the Senate passes this, you guys are going to be the first state to opt out of Real ID, and that's really exciting.
Correct, but I doubt we'll be the last.
Oh yeah, you might start a tidal wave of states just deciding to refuse, which would be fantastic.
Right. Now there's some fear that there's a backdoor deal going on, trying to get enough votes to kill it in the Senate, and that was the reason why the committee vote. So it's like sweet.
You're breaking up just a little bit. You say there's a backdoor deal going on. Why would the committee have voted so for it then?
Well, the theory is, the union leader at least, that the 6 members of the committee were told, hey, if they support, to pass this legislation, support all the half dealing with your angry constituents, because we're going to kill it in the Senate. That's the theory.
Sounds a little paranoid, but we'll see what happens, Dave. Anything else going on?
There's other stuff, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head. A lot of trading in silver and gold going on up there now.
That's excellent.
Glad that's working out. Considering your dollars are worth less and less every day, and it seems to be they're really spiraling down the tube now, the gas prices are shooting up.
Yeah.
Dave, thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you.
By the way, we have two protests, two demonstrations, tomorrow and one on Wednesday on this issue in front of the Senate.
All right, man, your phone's kind of cutting out. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. He said they had two protests coming up. I couldn't make out what they both
were. Me either.
What they both were.
But I'd like to let you know that the Constitution does, in fact, establish post offices and post roads.
And post roads. Okay.
Not sure what post roads are. I can click on this link to find out further, but, I really don't care.
They're probably called interstates now.
I think that all roads count as post roads because a postal truck does have the right-of-way in all roads anywhere in the country.
There you go.
In every situation. Police cars responding to an emergency have to brake for a postal truck.
Do you think they really do?
I doubt they do it, but it's the law.
Okay, 1-800-259-9231. As with everyone, we all pick and choose which laws we want to follow. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You call in and bring up anything. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Got all kinds of stuff there, and it's all for free, including the bulletin board system with over 100,000 posts for you to
Good Lord!
On. That is a lot of posts.
And read them all.
Good luck. There's over 1,200 people interacting there, and it's all totally free. Fun stuff, serious issues, you'll find it all discussed at bbs.freetalklive.com. Plus, we post our show prep in there as well. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
I post the articles that I have a link to.
Right.
If I just get emails from listeners about stories,
about
then I don't really do that.
Yeah.
No.
I don't do anything. I should start.
Well, what are you doing right now, Torgo? You got something in front of you about a 16-year-old that's trying to make it big.
Well, the marketing of Little Miss Marissa Lee here, age 16, is a job that employs 12 people.
Whoa. She must be hot stuff.
Yeah, the Scottsdale princess has a manager and a publicist,
of
course.
She's a princess.
Well, she's a princess.
She's one of those girls.
Yeah.
Well, she can't be a princess in America because, well, it's a title that you're not allowed to have.
Well,
with that, man? Girls and their whole princess thing.
Apparently, their dads are kings because that's the only way you can be a princess.
Mm.
Other than that, you're just a spoiled brat.
Well, her dad might be the used car king of Scottsdale because he owns 3 car dealerships. So she could be, you know,
used car princess.
The beater princess. let's see. Scottsdale princess has a manager and a publicist, of course. She has a voice coach and a makeup artist and a hairstylist willing to fly off whenever, wherever. Let's see. Then there's the webmaster, the photographer who also shoots Lindsay Lohan, the guy who listens...
Somebody ought to shoot Lindsay Lohan.
The guy who listens to Marissa humming on a tape recorder and puts the music on paper. Then she has an acting coach. Well, okay, two acting coaches.
Wow.
So, yeah, she's a busy little famous girl, or would like to be one day. But to date, Marissa's biggest role was Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz for Scottsdale Community Theater.
Ooh.
Yes, oh, that's right.
That didn't pay much.
Oh, and 2 weeks ago...
She sounds like a star.
And 2 weeks ago, her birthday party, her pink explosion of a birthday party, was featured on MTV's My Super Sweet 16.
That's not bad. 15 minutes of fame there.
That is the most awful show in the world, by the way. Have you ever seen it? No, you
don't
watch
TV.
And I just happened to catch an episode of it. MTV.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
No, I didn't watch the whole thing. I was just like, what is this? It's just these awful girls yelling at people. What is this show? It's MTV has gone and they filmed these horrible, spoiled girls' birthday parties as they turn 16.
Oh, man.
All the demands they make and
What is up with Sweet 16 parties? Nobody had Sweet 16 parties that mattered at all when I was in high school.
Well, yeah, but our...
Are we not wealthy? Was I not wealthy enough?
Our culture is a little bit different now.
Guys don't get Sweet 16 parties.
Look, I knew girls in high school,
Ian.
I know you're
a little fruity.
They used to do each other's hair.
Right.
And then manager would sit there and file his nails with his little emery board.
Maybe you did.
Something I've picked up recently is buffing my nails.
Buffing his nails.
I've got nothing to do during this
making
show.
Making sure
so
he has pretty cuticles.
I do. I push them back with a little stick.
You're a woman. Let's see. Oh, man. You know what? We'll have a sweet 35 party.
Wait, now, wait a minute.
Missed it.
I know.
Were you hanging around with the rich girls back when you were in high school? I mean, because they were...
Private school. Yes.
Okay. Okay,
sure.
No, you didn't go to a private school in high school.
I didn't go to a private school in high school, but those are the sorts of people I hung out
with. Okay, all
right. Wow, that was important. So, Marissa, for her 16th... Yeah, this isn't either, but that's okay. Marissa, for her 16th birthday, it was on My Super Sweet 16. She didn't get just one car. No, she got two cars.
What?
She wanted a pink dress, so she wore three.
I can't stand her already.
And she had her poodles dyed to match her dress.
I bet the poodles love that crap.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. She has yet to get her big break, but that certainly isn't for want of trying. Making Marissa famous is practically her mom's full-time job.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now,
well, then she'll be successful.
Now, yeah, I want to point out that, if you want to be successful, you have to act like you're successful. I mean, that's one of the old axioms of success, right?
If you want to be a spoiled brat, you have to act like you're a spoiled brat.
Yeah, I believe...
Maybe she'll get somewhere with this.
Yeah, maybe.
She's been on TV.
She has. She's been awful to people on some show on MTV. Her mom says she's spoiled, but hopefully it's a grounded kind of spoiled.
What?
Yeah. She says...
Oh, she's really grounded. Two cars?
They spent $50,000 to rent the house for her birthday party.
Oh, my.
$50,000! Let's see. There's always music coming from her room. Her room, of course, is like a hotel suite.
My house.
A jacuzzi tub, an iridescent tiled vanity, Chanel bags all over the place, drapes above the bed like Sleeping Beauty style. It was just... It's ridiculous.
Some lucky guy's gonna marry her. He's going to have a lot of money, but have to deal with her crap all the time.
Then he's going to have it taken from her, or from him.
How so?
Well, wait, you weren't suggesting he would have a lot of money?
No, he wouldn't have a lot of money. She has a lot of money.
Oh, you
her
can
parents
hear,
have a lot of money.
You can hear her singing on her website. Ian, I'm going to send you this link.
You don't think all this is going to stop when she turns 18, do you, Ian? Yeah, I know that, it's not that way for you and your parents, but that's what it's going to be for Marissa.
So she's
going to be spoiled all her life.
She's trying to be a singer and an actress, but she doesn't actually have either of those
things. Right. But she does have a website with her music. I just sent you the link. We should listen to a Marissa song.
We will poke around here in a moment.
Okay.
I've dated rich girls, and I've dated, poor girls, and I've dated average girls, and I'll tell you guys, avoid the rich ones. They're just, in general, I'm sure I don't know every rich girl... Not nice, folks.
Wait a minute. Is a rich girl better choice than a gold digger?
I don't know. I've never. Why would anyone go? Why would a gold digger go out with me? I've never had a gold digger.
I'm just asking in general. I mean, what do you think?
I had a young girl that I dated that wanted me to essentially take care of her, but since I was working, I suppose I could have left her at my house, but I didn't like that either.
1-800-259-9231. We'll see if this girl has any talent here coming up in moments. And, of course, you can dial on in and talk about anything you want. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain here. The Monday edition. Dean here with you.
And Torgo.
And then with
1-800-259-9231 is the number. 800-259-9231. Vote for us. If you have yet to do it, we're currently number one. We're not ahead by too many votes now, so we need to get votes in as soon as possible.
The truth.
Vote.freetalklive.com. This is an all-month-long thing. So if you're hearing us say this and it's the 15th of the month, even though right now it's the first as we're saying it, still, we need you to go and vote.
Absolutely. We are only 6 votes ahead, and that'll be gone within the hour.
We need 1,000 votes at least this month. We need 1,250 votes if you want me to release my very first air check of all time, being 17 years old, in a rock station, in the middle of the night on the radio, so you'll get to hear that if we meet.
I'll beat that. I'll dress up like Little Bo Peep and have Torgo shoot pictures of me.
You have an outfit for that?
I'll go to the glass slipper and I'll rip one.
Sure.
You know, the rates have gone up since last time.
All right. We're talking about this 16-year-old girl. She's trying her darndest to be a star. Her parents have bought all kinds of acting coaches, talent coaches, singing coaches, agents, etc. And we've got her song here, Torgo. We're going to place a very little bit of it.
Oh, that's loud.
Oh, okay. That volume button doesn't work too well.
No.
That's enough. It's
okay. Look, Marissa, Marissa, you have no talent.
I kind of like it.
Well, you have no taste. So, your music is awful, your voice is awful, and judging from everything I've read tonight, you as a human being are relatively awful. I think the only career that you're going to have ahead of you is not going to be able to take place until you turn 18, and then it's cheap internet porn for you, baby. That's right.
Her website is Marissa Lay Online. Now, when you hear the word Lay...
It's Lee.
Lee?
Yes.
Okay.
Just what it is. When you hear the word Lay, you think cheap internet porn,
right,
which is what she'll be doing in 2 years.
Marissa Lee...
Mark my words. She'll be using Marissa Lee. You'll go to marissalee.com, marissaleeonline.com, and you'll have to... agree to enter the site.
Now, when I hear Lee, I think L-E-E, so her website automatically has a strike against her.
L-E-I-G-H?
That's what it is, okay. But I don't think that when I hear Lee.
Yeah.
So,
well, when you said Lee, that's what I thought it was.
Yeah. Marissa, one R, two S's, Lee, L-E-I-G-H, online.com.
I couldn't play any more of that, first of all, because we can't adjust the volume. It's a terrible website. And secondly, because we want to talk about her resume. She's 16 years old, but here's what her resume says.
Oh, look at her pouting in that picture.
Oh, she's very pouty.
Aw.
Okay. She's been in the theater. She's been in the theater. Bye Bye Birdie, Oliver, Cinderella, and The Wizard of Oz.
All of them in Scottsdale, Arizona Community Theater.
It doesn't actually claim that here, but for obvious reasons.
Right.
Let's see. She has performed the national anthem at some baseball games.
Oh, boy.
Oh, at a Phoenix Suns basketball game. Wow, and at a Diamondbacks game.
Now, how do you think she got those gigs? Because she's got great singing ability? No, it's because probably mommy went to the baseball stadium
paid
and
for
paid
it.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, and then she's got references. But who are her references?
Those would be the people who have been hired to train her to act and sing and all of that stuff.
Right.
Her references are her teachers.
You're
luck, useless. You will amount to nothing. But you will amount to nothing but a... Never mind. I can't even say what you'll amount to.
She is very pouty, though. Go to... Yeah, you can see her website, wherever it is.
Enjoy collecting those monthly fees,
it's
baby.
It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Man Rich. See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a diet?